Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis. I'm the host of Voices of Woman on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to today's show. And this weekend is Mother's Day, so I'd like to dedicate this to all the mothers. Let's remember our mothers for all their dedication to their important role of creating life, nurturing, supporting, and shaping the development of the lives of their children. And my mother passed away about 6.5 years ago at the age of 91, which is quite an accomplishment to have lived such a good long life. And today I want to honor her life and the support and love she gave me. I remember a discussion I had with her a few years ago, how she had questioned making the right choices for herself. And she gave up going back to school to get her fifth year so she could teach in the state of Washington because it meant being away from the family in the evenings, and she had young children who were still at home, not in school yet. So she chose to be a stay-at-home mom until we were all in school, and then she was a substitute teacher, so she was home when we were. I see her having made some sacrifices for her dreams, and I told her back then in the 50s there wasn't the support for women to work outside the home. So she didn't really have the choices that she had hoped to have. So even now, as women do that, they're in overwhelm often for managing a family, work, and a personal life. So those are choices we have to make about what is the most important in our lives, and we need to put a value on the role and job of motherhood. So many times we take that for granted and don't honor this important work. So this weekend, honor your mothers, and if you're a mother, honor yourself for what you do every day of the year. It's such an important role. So today my guest is Nancy Mills, and Nancy is the creator of the Spirited Woman Approach to Life, the founder of Spirited Woman, and the publisher of the popular international Spirited Woman blogger team. She is also a self-inspirational writer for women. The Spirited Woman Approach to Life is based upon an original manuscript written by Nancy entitled Spirited Woman. For many years, Nancy moderated the Spirited Woman Circle, an exclusive conversation series with famous women authors, actresses, radio personalities, editors, and more. She also led the creatively playful Spirited Woman workshop in cities across America. Presently, she speaks across the country to help inspire women in a broad array of topics, from empowerment to embracing your voice to being a spirited woman shaman. She has mentored over 50 specially selected women through her Nancy's Inner Circle program, where she specializes in creative, out-of-the-box marketing. She focuses much of her attention on publishing a successful blogger team, attracting thousands of women internationally to her free Spirited Woman e-newsletter, and giving women across the world a voice to be heard. And she loves her work. She lives in Los Angeles, California, where she leads a monthly downtown conversation series with co-creators and visionaries. Her website is thespiritedwoman.com. So welcome, Nancy, to Voices of Women.
Did I do all this?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you have to hear somebody else say it to appreciate what you've accomplished.
I'm tired just listening to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Chris. You and I go back, gosh, I would say 5 or 6 years when we met each other in Los Angeles at the Book Expo.
Yeah, I remember that. And we were connecting by email beforehand, and somehow it was just like, we kept saying, okay, we'll try to meet at this time, you know, between breaks of sessions, and we're able to share and find our commonalities. So you are inspiring women to be empowered, and that's also my mission as well, and what Woman Wisdom is all about. So we have that in common. What led you to begin The Spirited Woman?
Actually, destiny, really and truly. It was destiny. I had broken up with a boyfriend. I was living in Los Angeles. A neighbor heard me crying, and she knocked on my door and she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm really not. I'm a mess." And she said, "What would make you happy?" Now, she did not know that I was a former travel journalist. And through the tears, I said to her, a trip would make me happy. And she said, "Where would you like to go?" And honestly, Chris, to this day, which was almost 11 years later, I have no idea why I said the word Montana. I want to go to Montana. I have no idea why I said that. I did not know why I said that. And she comes back 2 days later with a knock on my door, and she said, "My mother is going on a driving trip to Montana. One of the people that was supposed to go with her is leaving. They can't make the trip. Would you like to fill in?" I said, "Okay." And I went on a driving trip with three women who I had never met before in my life to Montana, to a state I had never been to. You know, obviously I was very aware of the beauty of Montana and the Native American history, but not much more. And I get to Polson, Montana, and I stay in a woman's house. And it turns out that the house was right next to an Indian burial ground. And she and I went for a walk to the end of the property. And I said to her, "You know, that rock is in the shape of a woman." She said, "Yes, we call her Spirit Woman." And I looked at her, God is my witness, and I said, "That's what I'm doing for the rest of my life." That's how I started Spirited Woman. I was a writer. I was a travel journalist. I was well known doing that. I did it during a time where there really wasn't. We filed stories, and I worked for a lot of newspapers and magazines. So I was ready for a transition, but little did I know that I was being led to a rock, which in essence started my next chapter. And that's the story.
Yeah, well, you call that destiny, and that does sound like that. And you intuitively picked up on it, and you acted on it. I mean, that's the key. You acted on it, and you didn't. So many times we question it, like, "Oh, why would I go to Montana? Why would I? What Spirited Woman? What's that for me? You know, I got to go back to LA and do my things." You know, I'm a writer, I'm a travel writer, all those other things. And so you knew on some level in yourself, you knew it was correct.
Well, also what I want to share, because I think this is really part of the story. At the time, I thought that I would turn Spirited. I knew that the name wasn't going to be Spirit Woman. I instinctively felt it should be called Spirited Woman, and I don't know why, but that's what I thought. And I said to this woman and the other women, I said, "I'm going to write a book. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be on Oprah. And oh, by the way, this is going to change all the women of the world." Well, anyway, the moral of the story is that the book has still to this day not been published, but it was that book and my enthusiasm for creating that and my belief that I could do it because I had a writer's background that really got me going on this whole new path. And I think what I really want to share with everybody right from the get-go is that, you know, life, as I like to say, it's not a destination, it is a journey. And it is so important to go with that flow. The book, I'm sure, one day will be published, but there has been 11 years between that day of me visiting the rock and today. So I just want everyone to realize that you might want to buy that house that is at the end of the block, but you might end up buying a completely different house due to a situation that I really believe is fated and destiny and part of your path of your life. So I really feel that way.
So is that your core message then for Spirited Woman?
No, My core message for Spirited Woman, I mean, it's one of the core messages. I mean, it's one of the core messages. We do take life a Spirited Woman step at a time. I really do believe that. But what I also believe, and this is really important, that every woman is enough as she is. And that became the channeled message, because I really believe that the property was channeled. I really believe that the concept of Spirited Woman was channeled. And the message that I kept on getting over and over and over again is that you are enough as you are. You are enough as you are. And I think one of the things that I really felt as I was doing this and writing this was that that's completely and totally contrary to Madison Avenue. Madison Avenue says to you, you're not enough as you are. Because if they didn't tell you you weren't enough as you are, you would not buy any of their products. And I think that one of the things that goes on, particularly with women, is that a lot of sales and marketing efforts are created to counter that inner enoughness, for lack of a better word. So I would say that is the core message of Spirited Woman. Do I believe it all the time? I wish. I probably wouldn't be, you know, teaching it or leading it. I mean, if I felt that I was enough all the time, you know, I'd probably be on a yacht somewhere, you know, reading a book.
Yeah, well, so often, yeah, we don't accept ourselves as we are, just to know that we have it all within ourselves. So we're going to continue the conversation. You are listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Nancy Mills.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Nancy Mills today. And Nancy, can you give your contact information for our audience?
Sure. You can always reach me at through the website, of course, which is The Spirited Woman. It's thespiritedwoman.com. Or we now have the URL, spiritedwoman.com. It will get you to the same place. And I have an email address, which is nancymills@thespiritedwoman.com. And I have a phone number, which is 805-698-3555.
So great. So let's go back to this concept of every woman is enough as you are. And I just want to explore that a little bit more because I think it's very important. And I think for you too, why is that such a dilemma for us to know that we're enough, to accept that we're enough as we are?
Because it's not in our control anymore. I mean, if there's billions and billions and billions of dollars that's put into advertising and advertising messages, and the message is you aren't enough as you are, because that's typically the way that people sell products, it's like it's almost going to be in your DNA. I mean, how many people have healed themselves or helped themselves by saying daily affirmations? Our thoughts, our words, our power, and if we keep on thinking those things that someone else might put into our sphere, whether that be reading, whether that be listening to the radio, whether that be on the internet or watching television, whatever you choose to do, it's a message that is underlying constantly. So it is a battle to contradict that and really plug into what's real. I guarantee you, if you were sitting in the middle of an Indian reservation, or if you were in India on an ashram, and I can go through any of those kinds of examples, and you were unplugged from the rest of the world, you would realize how powerful you really are, because you would have you.
And I think it's sort of we're trained to look outside of ourselves versus being inside ourselves. You know what I mean? Like we look for validation outside. We're not trained to look within and know that it's all within us. The answers are within us. And if we're always looking for the external, we're going to be picking up all those messages from the media.
Absolutely. And I get so many newsletters, but one of the newsletters that I got recently was they did a survey, and statistically, even though women know that they have to provide for their retirement, there's still an overwhelming portion of them who are waiting for someone else to do it for them. Whether or not they marry that person, whether or not they have a financial advisor, whether or not they believe that it's going to be left in inheritance, very often we give up that control of our essence to someone else. And that's all the way down the line. It can be with our money, it can be with our appearance, it can be with our esteem. It's all the way down the line. You're absolutely right. We look towards other people to fix it, make it better, validate us, all the things that we can do on our own.
Yeah, and so that's what people like yourself and myself and others are putting the message out there to go within, to know you are enough, and to realize that and to learn ways to accept that, to know that all this bombardment that we're getting in media, you know, radio, TV, internet, everywhere, for what it is, and to really, to know, to always tune within. And so we're, you know, a lot of good people out there are trying to get this out there. So hopefully we're making a difference. So you talk about spirited shaman. Every woman is a spirited shaman. And each of us has the power within to empower and uplift women around the world. So what do you mean by spirited shaman?
Well, I really feel that one of the major reasons why spirited woman came to be was because of my connection with the Native American Indian world. I didn't know that at the time. I really did not know that at the time, and the story has really evolved. It's a fascinating story. Maybe we'll have time to get into it. But I really feel that forms the essence of how I got to that rock and how I'm supposed to get that message out to women. In other words, it's from the earth. It's from Mother Earth. There are no accidents that we're talking a couple of days before Mother's Day. You know, it is the earth. It is the power of Mother, the power of nature, the power of earth. And I feel that if you really get into that, then every single one of us is a shaman with the power of prayer. However you determine that prayer to be. And this is not a religious statement. This is a spiritual statement. I think every woman has that shamanistic or spiritual quality that comes from Mother Earth that she can share with the world. And not only share with the world, but empower the world. And I think it's a time for that to be stronger than it's ever been. It really is that. It really is that time. It was 30 years ago. How long ago was it when everybody was burning their bras? I mean, that sounds like, at this point, looking at it, you know, it's unimaginable to even go to that place. I think women are so far beyond that, that we now are at the next step, which is to take our nurturing characteristics and to take our mothering qualities and use them powerfully for others. That's why I feel every woman is a spirited shaman.
Mm-hmm. And there may be different definitions of shaman, but when you're talking, I was hearing it as healer, and that woman and the feminine has that characteristic of being healers and being an avenue for healing. I mean, healing will come about even with for people in bringing in, allowing the feminine into their lives, because that's that softer nature, that's that intuition, that's knowing what is needed in the moment to be healed, and knowing we have the information of how to heal, which is sometimes just our words.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because I think the spirited woman shaman aspect as well is a balance. It's a male-female kind of a thing. So if you're a man, you want to get more of that energy within you. If you're a woman, you want to bring more of that energy out of you. It's an interesting, it's the yin and the yang. It's the masculine and the feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to recognize that, and I didn't mean to exclude the masculine in that healing aspect. I was just, since we're my show's about women, and I'm about empowering women and women's voices, and to honoring the feminine in all, that to recognize that the importance of feminine, because in order for us to reach this balance, because we're in a patriarchal world right now, that we have to sometimes shine more light on the feminine and bring it, you know, to bring it up to a equal level, and there's more So sometimes it looks like we're putting more attention on the feminine, but it's really just to bring about the balance, to make it a conscious awareness that it is just as important as the masculine. Because in our political world, economic world, corporate world, it's still heavy on the masculine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's how I would answer. I think we've answered that question from different angles. You know, I think it's really important, and I just urge women to as you said, look at themselves as healers, as I'm saying, look at yourself as a shaman. Look at the power within.
Yeah, to bring in and to know how powerful you are. And I touched on it briefly, but I want to bring it back about our words. And that's sharing our stories. As we share our stories and our life experiences, just as you are on our show, it empowers others to, maybe someone out there is thinking, hey, I want to go on a trip. Where do I want to go? Because it can be very life-changing to go on a trip. My husband and I traveled around the world for 3 years. So I know the power, and you're a traveler and a writer, travel story writer, you know the power of that and how it can change your life. And so our stories are very critical. And I love stories. I love hearing stories. But I also know that sometimes in sharing my story, if I'm called to share my story, it's my intuition knowing someone needs to hear this right now. And if I don't share it, I'm holding back, and I'm not allowing that healing for another person. So, I think you're about stories too. You have with your website and your blogging, it's a place for women to share their stories.
Well, I'm happy you brought this up because, we have a blogger team, and I have had, various women on the blogger team for 3 years now, and they're fabulous.
We're going to have to go back to that. We're going to have to take a commercial right now. So let's talk about that when we come back. And we also have time for people to call in with questions. If you'd like to call in and talk to Nancy and myself, call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Nancy Mills.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95.
$29.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
1230 WBLQ.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. I'm talking to Nancy Mills, and she's the founder of The Spirited Woman. Nancy, give your website again so people can find you.
www.thespiritedwoman.com.
Great. So, and on your website, we were just ending in the last section, we were talking about stories, and I believe there's a place on your website for people to share their stories.
There is. I started a section called Tell Us Your Stories, and I take submissions from women around the world, and I welcome them. It's basically going back to what you were saying. And that is, we all have such phenomenal stories to tell. And very often, when we declare that story, whether we declare it through a radio show and it becomes permanent, or we declare it through our writing, we declare it through journaling, that story then has more power for us in terms of the journey that we take through life. And so I urge people to always tell others their stories in one form or another.
Yeah, it does make a difference. I remember being at women's camp, and I probably have shared this before on the air, but it took 5 years for me to share my story there. I'd been there 5 years. And I always would listen to other people's stories that were funny or just felt really important and poignant, and I'd go, oh, I don't have a story, which is ridiculous. You know, as I shared, I've traveled around the world. You'd think I'd have a story. And so finally, the fifth year, I shared my story. And I got so much feedback from that, and it meant so much to other people. That was just a real lesson to me, that it's kind of selfish to not share the story, because people, we learn from each other's stories. So that's great you have a place on your website for that. And today, so this weekend, Sunday's Mother's Day, and I think we should talk a little bit about the mothering energy. And, you know, because both of us haven't had children. I haven't had children, but I have to say I would never have been able to do the Woman of Wisdom Foundation, Woman of Wisdom Conference, would not have happened if I probably had children. And so that was my creation. That was my birthing. How about you? What's your take on that?
I would say the same thing with Spirited Woman. Yes, I started Spirited Woman, you know, midlife, after I had had a couple of other careers. But I, when you do something that is passionate, or you do something that where you know you have a responsibility for others, and whatever happened with me and that rock and that name, Spirited Woman, became a responsibility. It became a job. And I don't mean that in a negative sense of the word. What I mean is that that became the mission of my life. And when you have that, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week gig. You know, you're always working at it. And people say, well, to give you an example, they'll say, well, if you're not making a lot of money, to use this as an example, well, then why don't you get a job? You know, why don't you do this? Or they'll always give you a reason to do other things when you're passionate about something, because very often being passionate about something has a lot of things that you must be unstoppable about. And so my point here is that when you get into that place, you have no other choice. no matter what it is that is in front of you. I mean, I guess you have a choice, but it is the passion that in many cases is higher than the practicality.
And you mentioned something about money with that. It's like, you know, when we follow our bliss and our passion, there's that statement, the money should follow. But I think we run into difficulties with that because we're so passionate about what we do and it's so tied in with us, then we go into, there's issues to deal with of our deserving of money for doing something we love, as if we shouldn't make money doing this, or others might judge us for making money doing this. What's your take on that?
Oh, I mean, that's probably worth 5 years of therapy, you know. I think it's a really complicated issue, just a complicated issue. And it ties in with self-worth, and it ties in with helping others, it ties in with sharing. It ties into a lot of things. It ties in validating your worth, not validating your worth, feeling as if you're worth something. We all have so many psychological issues about money in and of itself. So I greatly admire people who have that area of their life in balance. I really do. I really do. I don't know if a lot of those people are healers. I do not know. It seems to me as though there are many healers now that are doing well, but on the whole, there are many healers that are healing. They're not
mm-hmm. imagined. Yes. So, well, we're learning as we're going, and it is a discovery, like you say, of self-esteem and our worth, and knowing our value, and being able to. We have a statement at WOW, and we ask people to presenters to mark at the conference or their workshop to do bold, shameless self-promotion. You know, it's a hard thing for women to do. So, how about any spirited women adventures of your own that you'd like to share?
Well, there's one that's, I mean, I've had so many adventures, just so many, but the one that I would like to share that I think is very interesting. There's thousands of women that are involved with Spirited Woman, and I put a shout out to the list saying that it would be so wonderful. I'd love to go on an inspirational retreat so that I could write and you know, get back to what it was like for me to even start this whole journey. And I was so fortunate. I had 16 responses from people all over the world. And I chose going to Oregon, and Pacific City, Oregon, in this fantastic, fantastic house overlooking a cliff owned by this woman by the name of Diane Keith. Just unbelievable. And I ended up there. And when I got on the property, there was an eagle flying overhead, and I thought, oh, my God, where have I just landed? It's just so gorgeous. And I looked out the window, and what was staring at me but a rock, another rock. and this time it was of masculine energy, not of feminine energy. I think the name of the rock, I can't remember, I think the rock went by the name Healing Rock. Maybe that wasn't the name of it, but the rock was known by the locals as being Chief Kawawanga or something along, I'm butchering the whole thing. But what I found to be so interesting, here I am again in a place to get back to my center, to get back to the message. I wanted to write some more and do some more things that would help women. And here I am once again looking at a really big rock, this time a male energy. This time it was in the ocean. It wasn't on Earth. But I'm constantly reminded of the fact, as you have alluded to, how powerful travel is, how powerful our adventures are, how powerful it is to go ahead and do something where you don't have any clue what the outcome is going to be. And that's where I think so many people get into trouble. They want to control it. They want to plan it. They want to know it. And I think where life has led me to its greatness, this is for me, is through the unknowing and through the adventure. I didn't know that I was going to be at that house. I had no idea I was going to be at that house. I put an e-blast out to my list. In less than 7 days, I had an airplane ticket for a place I'd never heard of, to meet a woman I'd never met, to be in a house I'd never seen. So, okay. What does that say?
Yeah, well, I want to do that. I need a retreat. I think I'll put an email blast out and see what comes my way. And sometimes it's just putting it out there, your request. Sometimes we think I can't dare ask for something for myself. I couldn't ask for somebody to invite me to their place. But look what happened when you did. The doors just open. And there you are in front of a rock. Having to figure out what the energy of the rock is and the message for that rock is now.
Well, you know, it goes back to the masculine and feminine energy, and it goes back to balance. I think it was the universe's way of saying, you know, you are now ready for, you are now in balance here. But what I want to touch upon is that one message that you said, and that is putting out a request for what you want. You can do that with anything in life, and it is phenomenal how people respond to that when they see it is your voice and it is sincere. It is amazing how people respond.
Yes, and people want to give back. You know, so sometimes we're afraid to ask, but people love to give. They feel good when they give. Well, we're going to come back and continue the conversation with Nancy. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did you know Greek's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
1230 WPLQ. Pray like a woman. Every day. Hey, pray like a woman.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that voice was Lorraine Bays singing Pray Like a Woman, and that's on the Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase at the Woman of Wisdom website, womanofwisdom.org. So I'm talking to Nancy Mills, and Nancy, so I'm curious what you feel, what do you feel is the most important thing women should focus on right now? I mean, we get so overwhelmed, you know, there's just so much going on. We can feel kind of lost at figuring out how we can contribute in the world. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my first comment, but this is, might be because I'm from L.A., I don't know, is she should focus on herself, you know, and not feel bad about it, and not feel selfish doing it, and not feel as though, uh-oh, she's taking away time from something else or someone else or someplace else. So, I don't know.
Well, that's true. If we focus on, if you're focusing on yourself and working on your self-development and self-esteem and self-improvement or working on your dreams, to realize you, that is contributing to the world. You know, as you better yourself and your life, it's doing, you know, it's a contribution. So that in itself is enough, as you said. We're enough as we are. Tell us about your dream. I know you have a dream for establishing a foundation. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do. I really, really do. It just has become so apparent to me that it's so important to heal women through actions of empowerment. I mean, actions. I mean, there are so many ways to do that, from the creative spectrum to the athletic, to the educational, there's just so many ways to do that. And Spirited Woman has a voice and is gaining a larger following, and I really would like to establish a foundation so that we can give grants and various other, primarily grants to women who are doing those actions of empowerment to heal others. So very often, women do not get the financial support to do what helps others. We're very, very often, we're very low on the food chain. So right now, I'm in the process of establishing a Spirited Woman Foundation. Actually, I'm establishing a fund to fund the foundation. It costs quite a bit in California to do the paperwork. I'm putting everything into a fund right now. And in order to do that, I have something which is called the Spirited Woman Prayer Scarf. And it's this beautiful, beautiful silk scarf that comes in different colors. I write inspirational messages with the scarf. It's beautiful. It's very affordable. It's $25. And basically, it is a talisman for every woman to wear to as a symbol that women deserve to be free and liberated and free from abuse. And so I so appreciate, particularly with Mother's Day coming up, I know it's short notice, but we have a fast turnaround. And so if they go to thespiritedwoman.com, you'll see a picture of the scarves. We have a direct page for the scarves. You can find them right off of the site. And it's the Spirited Woman Prayer Scarf. And it goes back to the concept, again, that we are all spirited woman shamans. That our prayers and our hopes and our dreams and our actions have the power to change the world. And that's it. And they come in all the spirited woman vibrant colors. We have six different colors. And it means so much to me. Of course, we accept donations and people who want to give to help get us going. But I thought that this was an affordable way and a wearable way to have something in your life that helps you helps remind you that you are helping other women.
Yes, and we need to do that. We need to be supporting other women, and it's great that you're setting up a foundation where women can apply for grants to continue the work that they're doing. Because you're right, it is difficult to, especially how things are now in the economy, to raise money for ourselves and even the value, knowing where to go for money. So partly is getting yourself out there to be visible when you get this going, that people know that there's a foundation like yours where they could ask for that support.
Exactly. And one of the things that I find maddening, if you really want to know the truth, is that very often some of the organizations, the nonprofits out there, they have such stringent rules and regulations, and you have to follow this niche, and you have to, you know, you have to dot every T and every I and all this kind of stuff. And what ends up happening, particularly in the world of abuse or women who have been abused, there are many women who are unbelievable in how they are helping others, but because exactly how they're doing it does not exactly fit into pre-existing guidelines, they are not being helped. And it drives me crazy for somebody to have such great value to not be able to meet, you know, such very specific things. You know what I mean, Chris? In other words, there's so many things out there where you can get things, but you have to do it basically to the point of that group very specifically and succinctly. And very often, you're doing things that are fantastic that are only off by a paragraph, if you know what I'm saying.
And making those changes, then you are changing, adapting to somebody else's values and straying from your own sometimes. And I think women, too, is kind of like not knowing where to go to find these grants. And it's overwhelming, the application forms and everything that you have to fill out to prove your deservability can be overwhelming as well.
Exactly. I really agree with that. And I feel that, you know, going back to the premise, whether or not you create a foundation or what it is that you do, but if you have the premise of something that you do bringing back something through service, it is a very powerful statement. You know, it's one thing to sell red dresses and to sell 1,000 red dresses and to make $5,000 in a day because you've sold those dresses. It's another thing to bring money into your business and take a portion of it and give it back. And I think as we, as women, this is such a concept of who we are. This is such a concept of who we are as nurturers, of givers, of people who have spent so much of our life sharing ourselves with others. So that's another thing that I want women to get from this, to take from this, and that is a way that you can empower yourself and others by giving back through service the money that you bring in.
It's so important, the giving back and money and volunteering that we're giving, that we're uplifting other women. So thank you so much for being here today, Nancy.
It's my pleasure. It's beyond my pleasure.
Well, thank you for sharing with our audience how women can be spirited women uplifting each other around the world. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. This weekend, love the mothers of the world. Honor the divine feminine and her creative, nurturing way she supports and loves all of us. This is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as our annual conference every February has changed women's lives, this book has also touched many people in their exploration of the divine feminine. I'm going to be working on the second book this year, and if you have stories to share of how the divine feminine works through you or in your life, please contact me. And you can purchase the Woman of Wisdom book at womenofwisdom.org at our website. It benefits Woman of Wisdom. So also I want to point out a Nancy Mills website, thespiritedwoman.com. She has listed the top 12 books for Mother's Day, and it includes a book entitled A Juicy, Joyful Life, which was also an Amazon bestseller, and I wrote a contribution for that book, and you can purchase that at www.juicyjoyfullife.com. Juicyjoyfullife.com. And you can sign up for the Woman Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org and find out about our monthly events. This month, our monthly dinner is a poetry reading. Bring your poems or poems that you love We'll be at the Oasis Art Gallery in Wallingford in Seattle, and that's May 19th. And May 21st, we have our Community Connection Workshop, which is called Food for the Soul, Nourishing Our Physicality. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stamos. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stamos.